We're going to take a good racing tomorrow. The meeting is, of course, at Royal Randwick. It's Villiers Day. Simon Delopoulos, Racing and Sports. How are you, Simon?
I'm well, Cozzy. How are you?
Very well, thanks. From the ATC, Brad Gray. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Cozzy. Thanks for having me, Simon.
Hey, terrific. Good thing is you're paying to be on. That's even better. Now, we're going to look at the quaddie tomorrow. The first leg race six, we pull out number 16, Siren's Fury. Now, two Sedna's Arrow is favoured at the moment at 3:30, three Dreamforce at 4. 15 Magical Lease is $10, 6 Chatelard, 13. 14 Pyrobson, $14. Number 8 Zurkhan at 15. 9 Cosmic Engine, 17, along with 10 Valentino Rossa. 11 Vaucluse Bay, 21. Number 1 Gamblestown, 23, with 5 Reneged. 13 Himes, 26. 4 Olympic Academy, 31, with 12 Gold Ambition. 17 Brogue, 41. And 7 Zebek is a $51 pop. A big field. Probably only three of them under, or two of them under double figures.
Yeah, that's right. So Sedanza is the one, as far as the market goes. $4 tab put up, that's into $3.30 now. Dreamforce, rock solid at $4. And there's a little bit of specking for John O'Shea's import, which is interesting. Perubsan, $17 into $14. All of those, of course, with tab. So, yeah, interesting race.
Well, speed map, Dreamforce got his own way in front last start of race. He'll look to lead again there. Kieran McAvoy links the board there on Saturday. I think Brogue comes across with him. Magical E shouldn't be too far away, and Sedanza probably looks to just land in the box seat behind the speed, Brad.
Yeah, Sedanza's flying, isn't she? She fits into this so well. I'm with you in terms of the map. I think Dreamforce has drawn wide, but he shouldn't have too much trouble finding the front. Once he comes across, he can probably dictate. She's starting to creep up a little bit in the weight, Sedanza, having won 5 or 11, but I think there's another benchmark win in her before she tackles stakes grade, which will be the Belle of the Turf next start. And Rachel King knows her so well. As you kind of touched on, box seats and her turn of acceleration, I think, is too good for these.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, have you got your numbers, Brad?
Yeah, so I think we'll pop in Dreamforce for a second. I think he's a clear second pick. We can take a line through Redouble, which sees Sedanza as certainly coming out on top. Gamblestown and Valentino Rosso both come out of the Goldman Cup, both ran well without much luck. Valentino Rosso would have almost won the race with clear running, I think, and Gamblestown ran home from last, having drawn wide. Chatelard, I think we mentioned him, he's a bit one-paced, but he is a winner and kicks off over a mile. And as we kind of touched on it with the market, Perubsan, interesting runner, didn't do a lot in his trials, wasn't asked to do much, but he was among the early norms in the Villiers, so we'll keep an eye on him. But as far as numbers go, Sedans are clearly on top, number two, from 3, 1, and 6.
Yeah, same as me, Brad. I'm pretty keen on Sedanza. I thought she was the best bet of the day, around $3.30. More than happy to play up at that price. Wouldn't be surprised if she starts a lot shorter on Saturday. Dreamforce, the main danger. Got a picnic in front. He might get similar circumstances there on the weekend, but just think Sedanza will have his measure. She's been really good in her two runs back this time in, and been a sectional star on both occasions. Far too good at Rosehill, over 1,500 last start. I think she'll relish a step up to the mile and looks to get into the box seat for Rachel King, who is unbeaten aboard the mare in 3 attempts. So she's clearly on top for me. Going to have Chatelard in for second. My number's 2, 6, 3 and 10. Likely to be better over further this time in, but thinking sprint well fresh, he's a really progressive type. He's won 3 of 4, only beaten by Allwood prior to a break at Rosehill over 2,000 metres. Thought he gets in well with the claim and wouldn't be surprised to see him right around the mark. Obviously, respect Dreamforce. Looks to get his own way in front there for Kieran McAvoy. Good to see him break through last start. He's sort of been a gunner horse. He'd always raced well, but hadn't won for some time. So it's good to see him win there. If he gets his own way in front, he's certainly going to be hard to get past. And number 10, Valentino Rosso. Agree with Brad. Really good run in the Goldman Cup last start. Didn't have a lot of clear running till late in the piece. And closed off well. Measures right up off that. And his performance behind Tellerman Tubac ties in well with Sedanza, so you've got to respect it. But pretty keen on Sedanza, thought she was the best bet of the day. My number's 2, 6, 3 and 10.
All right, we go to race 7, and this is the English Villiers. Now here, we pull out number 14, Someday. 8, Interlocutor is $3.40 favourite. 11, Mr. Seawolf, another import at $5.50. 7, Crack Me Up, $7. 5, Cabeza de Vaca, $8.50. 2, Red Excitement is a $14 pop. Now, 12 Federal at 16, 3 Hofgarten 17, along with 4 Tester Shadow and 15 Salsonic, 10 Embley at 19, 6 Mighty Lucky 21 with 9 Dark Eyes, 13 Gods in him at 26 and 1 Destiny's Kiss $61.
Yeah, so interesting race, isn't it? As we kind of touched on, I think the Doncaster exemption throws in a bit of a curveball with this race, because you've seen the last couple of years, although there was a tendency for them to make up the numbers a little bit, we've seen Happy Clapper win it, Sense of Occasion win it the last two editions. There's a nice little trend developing there to suggest the winner certainly won't be making up the numbers come April. And you look at some of the profile of these horses, your Interlocutors and your Mr. Seawolves, they're horses still with upside. So as far as the market goes, Interlocutor holds twice as much as any other runner in the field, reports Tab, and he's always popular with punters. I see Tab have dangled a carrot, easing him out to from $3 to $3.40. As soon as they did that, they saw a couple of good bets roll in, $3,000 at that quote and another $2,000 at the same price. There's been some specking for Mr. Seawolf, $6 into $5.50. And I did notice that he opened $9 in Tab's all-in market on Monday, so he's obviously been well supported. And then you've got Crack Me Up and Red Excitement, a little bit of interest there too. As far as the map goes, Simon, Cabeza de Vaca comes across?
Yeah, it looks to certainly control the speed. Waterhouse and Bot Stable hold the aces in terms of the speed map. I think Dark Eyes comes across as well. Interesting to see if Embley kicks up from the inside draw. I've heard Crack Me Up connections do want to press forward with him. So if you have horses pressing up from the inside, Tessa Shadow drawn the middle, and then you've got a lot of speed drawn outside, could get a really solid tempo here, and which would see a really strong testing mile at Randwick, which I think plays in Interlocutor's hands. He looks to get a nice run just off the speed, but they certainly look to run along, and every horse should get their chance, right?
Do you imagine them being positive on Mr. Seawolf and hoping to slot in somewhere the speed there, Simon?
I suppose it depends how well he begins. If he comes across, obviously, with Cabeza de Vaca and Dark Eyes there, and Hofgarten, I think, will also press forward. So there's speed around him. If they can truck across, I guess it all depends how much Tessa Shadow kicks up. But I imagine they won't want to get too far back or concede Interlocutor a start.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I've actually got Mr. Seawolf on top. He's an untapped import. He's hit the ground running, which generally is a good sign that they're a quality animal for Chris Waller. And you do find there's a bit of a trend there with Chris Waller's runners that they improve significantly at their second outing. He, of course, ran a fast finishing second in the Festival Stakes. He might need some luck from the gate, but we'll have to trust Kieran McAvoy to pop him out. I'd like to see him riding positive and try and slot him in somewhere, because as Simon touched on, Dark Eyes probably comes across, drags a bit of speed into the race, and hopefully he can pop in and get a bit of cover. Interlocutor, he's a really smart animal. He's been beautifully placed by James Cummings and the Godolphin team. We'll get a much better idea of where he fits into the picture after this. I think what he's been beating up, he's been entitled to beat. So, yeah, as we say, we'll see where he fits in after this. Cabeza de Vaca is a big improver back on a dry deck. It'll be the catch-me-if-you-can tactics, and we know how good Gay is over the Randwick mile. If there is a blowout, I think we'll probably lean the way of South Sonic. He'll need it to be set up for him. He's a type of horse that needs everything to go the right way. But if he gets that, I think he'll run a nice little cheeky race. He warmed up late in the festival, back onto a dry track, Randwick. I think he could be the one steaming home at odds. So the numbers there, I've got Mr. Seawolf on top, the 11, banking on the further improvement to beat Interlocutor, the 8, from 5, Cabeza de Vaca, and we'll throw in Red Excitement, number 4.
Similar numbers with me, Brad. I've got Interlocutor on top. My number's 8, 7, 11 and 6. I think the market's got it pretty spot on. I think the top 3 in the market will certainly fight out the race. I've got to lean the way of Interlocutor. I've been with him his whole preparation and see no reason to jump off on Saturday. I love his setup. He drops back from 1900 with 28 days between runs. He's had the soft trial in the lead up. It's a tactic Chris Waller has often used in the big feature mile races at Randwick, and it's a ploy James Cumming often uses with his horses. Keeps them fresh, gives them the soft trial in the lead up, and he's progressive, but agree with Brad. Now we'll find out where he sits on the weekend. He's beat up on Black and Gold his last two starts. This is a lot harder, but I think he gets him well at the weights, and I think he gets the race run to suit. There looks to be good speed and gauge, which will play into his hands. He wants a solid mile. I think if Ty England gets him into the right spot, he's certainly going to be hard to hold out. I think hardest to beat is number 7, Crack Me Up, from the Liam Bursley stable. Thought his performance last weekend at Doomben was a really good run, given they were always going to come to the Villiers. I thought he did enough there. Wouldn't be surprised if they poured the work into him. They've just kept him fresh this week on the quick backup. He's had the run at the mile now. He's got a great record, 4 from 6 over the mile. He gets a good run from the inside draw. I was happy to hear connections want to roll forward with him, so he shouldn't be too far away. He just got too far back last weekend behind Can't Buy Better. It was a race dominated by the on-speed runners, so I thought his performance was very good. His win two back beating Torgerson sees him well placed at the weights, and he can certainly run a big race for Queensland.
Number 11, Mr. Seawolf, agree with Brad. Look, he's going to be right in the finish. When you get these imports run so well in their Australian debut, generally means good things for them. He'll be better next preparation, no doubt, but I think he's the only horse you want to take out of the festival. He closed off well, and you get the informed Kieran McAvoy aboard. He will need a bit of luck, but he's certainly more than capable of fighting out the finish. And one I want to throw in at odds, number 6, Mighty Lucky. I think he can run a race here. He hasn't been far away in recent performances, and now finally gets to the mile. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him jump out of the ground. But keen on Interlocutor, I think 8, 7, 11 will fight out the finish, and throwing in Mighty Lucky number 6, a good each way odds. So 8, 7, 11 and 6.
Right, here we go to the next event, race 8, the Razor Sharp. Now take out 15 Machine Gun Jubs, the favourite 14, I thought so, but at $4.80. 7 Calander is $5, 1 Chetwood $6. Now, number 13 Surplus 10, 3 The Monstar at 11, 10 Zestful is a $14 pop. 9 Palazzo Publico 15, 4 Japonismi, and 5 Big Money both 17. Now, 8 Nancy and $18 pop, 2 Kiro and 11 Isa Rich both 19, 6 Nibbets Land and 12 Samantha 26, 16 Petrosian $61.
Yeah, as far as the market goes, Chetwood is the one that the punters have rallied around early, $8 into $6. He's had a tie-back operation since we last saw him, so it'll be interesting to see if he can turn around his form because he lost his way horribly last time after showing a bit of promise early. There's also been a bet of $400 on him at the $7. As far as others go, Calander, $6 into $5, and right down the bottom there you've got I Thought So Popular too, $6 into $4.80. As far as the map goes here, Simon, do you see Chetwood rolling across from out wide?
I think that looks the way, Brad. There doesn't look to be much around him to sort of tie him into the race. So I think he comes across on his own. Sir Plush, interesting to see if they want to press the button with him. Iso Rich and the Monstar look to kick up from the inside. I think I Thought So lands into a good spot just off the speed. But if it's the old Chetwood, look, he can leave this on his ear from that draw, you think?
Yeah, no, I think he comes across too. He might take a while to get there, but I think he will lead. You said Sir Plush, I'd love to see them have positive tactics here because I've actually got the animal on top. I think he's ready here. Bjorn Baker backed off him after his fourth at Randwick. There's a 5-week gap there. And I quite liked his effort at Rose Hill in the Starlight, despite never really looking comfortable in the heavy conditions. The race, which was won by the stablemate Egyptian Symbol, rates quite well, so I think it's a reasonable race to follow. His two most recent wins have been when he's been allowed to coast along in front. And although Chetwood will resume that position here, I think it sets up well. If Jason Collett's positive early, he can get the drag up into the straight. I think $10 is a good price. Next, I've got Palazzo Publico at the $15. She really thrives off these little freshens, 4 weeks between runs. And you look back at her past, and she's run second, first, fourth, first, first, and second off these four-week freshens. So definitely include her in your numbers. She responds well to that kind of training. And she was very good in the Mum Stakes, running some really good closing splits behind Ball of Muscle. She's since trialled really nicely. And with 53.5 on her back, I think she'll be rattling home. Isa Rich, you've got to put him in your numbers. If we haven't learned by now, then, yeah, the punters should have learned by now. He's $19. He's big odds again. He'll slip under the radar. He also comes out of the Starlight race, same as Sir Blush, and he ran the only way he knows how to, which is really honestly, and that despite him not really liking the wet. So adds a bit of merit there. 53 kilos, back on top of the ground, $19, include him. And then I've thrown Calander in for fourth. I thought he had his chance at Doomben, but he's racing well and he's a consistent horse. I want to see Chetwood first up, so I couldn't find a spot for him. And I couldn't find a spot for I Thought So too. I think he's short enough. He is in the mix. But as I say, I think I'll leave him out at the odds. So the numbers there, 13 Sir Plush on top from 9, 11 and 7.
Yeah, interesting race, Brad. Now we're going head-to-head here. I've found I Thought So on top. A bit of a non-winner this time in, but I think you've got to give him another chance. I like the fact he comes here fresh, and he was solid behind Ocean Embers when favourite their last start. He's trialled well at Warwick Farm in the meantime, and I think the 1,200 certainly suits. He gets a good run from that inside draw. I think he just camps on the back of the speed there, and hopefully he'll be too good late. But he's sort of been a bit disappointing. He's been narrowly beaten in two times this time in. Whether he's having a think about it, I'm not too sure. But he rates well down in the weight, and he gets another chance for me. I think number 7, Calander's the main danger. I agree with Brad, though. He had every chance. I thought he was going to go right past them at Doomben last start. But his performance was still solid enough. He's improved with each performance this time in. And Kieran McAvoy, a key rider change there on the weekend. He gets back aboard. Certainly got to respect him from the good draw. Looks to get a nice run in trans and expect him to make his presence felt. We've both found Palazzo Publico, so certainly throw her in the mix. Thought she was really good closing off behind Ball of Muscle, and since given a nice trial at Rose Hill in the lead up. Look, she hasn't won for some time, over 420 days there, but on her best form, she measures right up, and I think if she can run up to what she did behind Ball of Muscle, she's certainly going to be right in the mix. And number five, Big Money, he was really good first up and then just didn't handle the heavy track last start. I think he deserves another chance. On his best form, he's right in the mix. But leaning the way of I thought so, but a very tricky race. I'll certainly be going wider in the quaddie. Agree with Brad with Chet. We'll just want to see him back before I could back him at those odds. Numbers 14, 7, 9 and 5.
All right, we go to the next event, which is the tab.com.au handicap. And scratch 11, feel in the love, and 15, more than fabulous. Two redouble, 460, nine Malays at $5, four Uptown Lad, 750, one Powerline, 8, six Level 8 at $10, seven the Pharaoh, 11, along with 13 Savan and 14 Siren's Fury. Three Pioneering at $17, five Heavenly Anna, 19, 12 Go Benny, 23, eight Desert General, 26, 10 He's a Given, $26.
Yes, so One Punter is very keen on the chances at the top of here. Powerline plonking $2,500 to win at $8, then a further $5,000 to hole at $2.75. So good luck to that punter. He's now $7.50, that horse. Outside of that, there's been a little bit of support for Uptown Lad, who won well on the wet last start, $8 into $7.50. How do you reckon this one sets up, Simon?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Pharaoh on debut for his new stable, whether he kicks up from an inside draw, I imagine they will want to control the tempo there from that draw and make use of it. I think Desert General comes across, redouble can roll forward. He's a Given can also roll forward, and Powerline, the money that's come for that horse. Interesting to see what they do. There's no real designated leader. The Pharaoh can lead, but there looks to be a little bit of speed around. So certainly going to be interesting the first sort of section of the race as to who does roll forward. And looks a competitive affair, Brad. Pretty open way to round out the day, I think.
Yeah, it is an open little race, but I'm actually quite keen on the chances of redouble. He's been really consistent since being gelded, and he's found a new home out there at Warwick Farm with Bjorn Baker, and his only blemish to date has been when he pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia. I think we can forgive him a little bit last start. He ran fourth. It was a harder race than this behind Sedanza, and he sat out the outside of the leader there and just boxed away. I think he's a much better chaser, as we saw the start prior to that when he ran down flow despite being wide throughout. He really pinned his ears back on that occasion and chased. So I'm happy to play the $4.60 on offer. I know that this horse has been well supported in each of his starts this campaign, so I'd expect the same again come Saturday. And Bjorn's very good at keeping up these horses. Although he's deep into a preparation, I wouldn't hold that against him. He's on top from Powerline. I thought it was a fantastic effort last start, closer to the inside, which wasn't the place to be on a deteriorating Rose Hill track. He maps well. He's close enough, if good enough, in a race without much tempo, and he peaks now third up. Uptown Lad and Level 8 beat him home there and line up again here, but they were suited by the pattern and both relished the wet. Be interesting to see if they can transform that form back on a dry deck. Malaise, the Godolphin runner, is consistent. And I thought he was solid first up after being gelded, but I just wonder how genuine he is. $5 is probably short enough to find out. And I'd throw the Pharaoh into your quarter. I know Simon touched on it before, and I think if they punch up and lead, I think he's a chance of running somewhere in the money. He's now trained by Richard Litt, and his run was much better than it read first up, getting back off the speed. So the numbers, number two, redouble from 1, 4 and 9.
Yeah, tricky race, certainly to round out the day. I found Malaise on top here. Obviously, as Brad mentioned, gelded there first up at Canterbury and thought he was solid enough behind his stable mate. He had the 62 kilos there and maybe just peaked on his run late. He certainly should improve off that. His only career win today came second up. Agree with Brad, just whether he is genuine. He's only won the one from seven, but I just can't get his performance in the Sea Hay Stakes out of my mind. He was only been a length and a half behind Haydock there and just didn't handle the heavy track in the Randwick Guineas and returned from a fairly lengthy break first up, 272 days. So he should strip a lot fitter. Brenton of Dulles sticks aboard. He's riding in great form and has a terrific strike rate with the James Cummings stable. The speed map is a bit irky for me. Just when you don't know what's going to happen, it can lead to a bit of a messy result. But hoping Malaise doesn't get too far back from that inside draw and hopefully he can adopt a fairly forward position. And expect him to be hard to beat. If he gets back to his best form, look, he's got too much in the locker for these. Just whether he can, that's a big query. But he's certainly a talent. He's only lightly raced. So happy to side his way. I think number six at level eight is the main danger for Team Snowden. Another one that's a bit of a non-winner. He's only won 3 from 18. But again, Kieran McAvoy, a key switch there on the weekend. Always got to respect when he rides for Team Snowden. He's placed in 2 or 3 attempts aboard the Galloper. All three of level eight's wins have come over the 1,400-metre journey. And he's never missed a running at Randwick. The lack of speed, a bit of a query. He is likely to get back, but I thought his performance behind Uptown Lad was very good first up. I think he can only improve off that and expect him to be right in the finish. Agree with Bad Redouble, you've got to throw him in the mix. He's been racing in great order since joining the Bjorn Baker stable. As mentioned, really keen on Sedanza, and he was solid enough behind her last start, so you've got to respect him on that form line. And happy to throw in number 13, Savan, for the John O'Shea stable. Certainly a capable mare when right. I thought she was a bit disappointing last start behind Sedanza, but certainly respect that form. She got a long way back on that occasion. Thought she closed off well. I love the fact she's been kept fresh. Comes here 28 days between runs. Just where she gets to for Jason Collett, but her performance two back behind Drakenfels. Obviously, since seeing the latter come out and win again, and her performance behind Chalk first up, saw three subsequent winners come out of that race, a really good form line. So I think she's racing in good order this time in. She can certainly run well in the last race. Deciding with Malaise, it's a tricky race. Numbers 9, 6, 2 and 13.
All right. Now, what's your best? First of all, Brad, what do you think's your best for the day?
Yeah, so Simon got in early there. It's also Sedanza for me. She's a really good mare. She's got great acceleration, and it maps well for her to win again before she tackles Stakes Company. I think earlier in the program, Victorum will be winning. You don't need me to tell you that, given it's $2 and well-found, but I think he's a really, really nice horse, this one. And if he makes it in one piece to the country championships, I expect him to be the horse to beat. I know it's very early to be declaring a winner of it, but geez, he's a nice horse. And one, I think, at odds we can look at is Race 5 Machine Gun Jobs for the each way players. $9, I think, is a nice price about a mare who's found a particularly suitable race.
All right, Simon, what are you going to label for us?
Yeah, just on that, Brad, who do you reckon's better, Victorum or Awesome Pluck?
Victorum. I'd be backing him in the first race if he was there.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, I suppose he'll be loading out. I think it'll be hard to beat, certainly in the highway. He's followed up well. My best, yeah, as mentioned, all over Sedanza. Happy to take the 3:30. I've got a mark $2.50 there tomorrow, so expect her to shorten up. And pretty keen on race 5, number 12, Sugar Bella. Thought she did a great job first up for the Chris Lee stable. Formerly with Danny Williams, she displayed plenty of ability. She returned from a lengthy break. So just whether she's a bit flat second up, but I think she's got a fair bit of ability, and I think she'll be too good for her rivals in the fifth race. I do think we might get a bit better. Wouldn't be surprised to see a soft there tomorrow. But Kieran McAvoy, key switch there on the weekend, and expect her to be hard to beat. But yeah, race 6, number 2, Sedanza, and race 5, number 12, Sugar Bella, my two bets.
All right, good on you. Thanks, Brad, for helping out. And Simon, both of you have a top weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Cozzy. Thanks for having me. Davo's listening out there. Hopefully the broken wing is on the mend.
Good on you. All the best, Simon. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Gozzy. All the best to Brad. I'm sure he is listening in. And big shoes to fill today, Brad, but I thought you did well, mate.
Too right. We'll give you a big score. Here we go, Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports.